Moment by moment, the bird was going through mind-mangling transformations of shape and extent. "I can't," said Random, bewildered.
"You don't have to answer. I can tell from watching you now. So, am I your mother? Am I a rock? Do I seem huge, squishy, and sinuously intertwined? No? How about now? Am I going backwards?"
For once, the bird was perfectly still and steady.
"No," said Random. "Well, I was, in fact. I was moving backwards in time. Well, I think we've sorted all that out now. If you'd like to know, I can tell you that in your universe you move freely in three dimensions that you call space. You move in a straight line in a fourth, which you call time, and stay rooted to one place in a fifth, which is the first fundamental of probability. After that, it gets a bit complicated, and there's all sorts of stuff going on in dimensions 13 to 22 that you really wouldn't want to know about. All you really need to know for the moment is that the universe is a lot more complicated than you might think, even if you start from a position of thinking it's pretty damn complicated in the first place. I can easily not say words like damn if it offends you. Say what you damn well like."
"I will."
"What the hell are you?" demanded Random.
"I am the guide. In your universe, I am your guide. In fact, I inhabit what is technically known as the whole sort of general mishmash, which means... well, let me show you."
It turned in midair and swooped out of the cave, and then perched on a rock just beneath an overhang, out of the rain, which was getting heavier again.
"Come on," it said. "Watch this."
Random didn't like being bossed around by a bird, but she followed it to the mouth of the cave anyway, still fingering the rock in her pocket.
"Rain," said the bird. "You see? Just rain."
"I know what rain is."
Sheets of the stuff were sweeping through the night, moonlight sifting through it.
"So, what is it?"
"What do you mean, what is it? Look, who are you? What were you doing in that box? Why have I spent the night running through the forest fending off demented squirrels to find that all I've got at the end of it is a bird asking me what rain is? It's just water falling through the bloody air, that's what it is. Anything else you want to know, or can we go home now?"
There was a long pause before the bird answered,
"You want to go home?" "I haven't got a home!"
Random almost shocked herself, she screamed the words so loudly.
"Look into the rain," said the bird guide.
"I'm looking into the rain. What else is there to look at?"
"What do you see?"
"What do you mean, you stupid bird? I just see a load of rain. It's just water falling."
"What shapes do you see in the water?"
"Shapes? There aren't any shapes. It's just...
"Just a mishmash," said the bird guide.
"Yes."
"Now, what do you see?"
Just on the very edge of visibility, a thin, faint beam fanned out of the bird's eyes. In the dry air beneath the overhang, there was nothing to see. Where the beam hit the drops of rain as they fell through it, there was a flat sheet of light, so bright and vivid, it seemed solid.
"Oh, great, a laser show," said Random fractiously. "Never seen one of those before, of course, except at about 5 million rock concerts."
"Tell me what you see."
"Just a flat sheet, stupid bird."
"There's nothing there that wasn't there before. I'm just using light to draw your attention to certain drops at certain moments. Now, what do you see?"
The light shut off.
"Nothing. I'm doing exactly the same thing, but with ultraviolet light. You can't see it."
"So what's the point of showing me something I can't see?"
"So that you understand that just because you see something, it doesn't mean to say it's there. And if you don't see something, it doesn't mean to say it's not there. It's only what your senses bring to your attention."
"I'm bored with this," said Random, and then gasped.
Hanging in the rain was a giant and very vivid three-dimensional image of her father, looking startled about something.